Roger Shimomura, with spiky white hair, a goatee, and round glasses, stands near a long table at Lawrence Lithography Workshop on Kansas City's east side. Spread out before him on creamy sheets of paper are two brightly colored prints.
One is of me, my face as Superman. Another print of myself in a kimono.
In his prints, paintings, and performances, Roger Shimomura has explored Asian American stereotypes and issues of ethnic identity, with pop culture in the mix. His grandparents were from Japan, but Shimomura was born in Seattle. He was sent to an internment camp in Idaho with his family as a toddler.
1998, I think my New York dealer asked everyone in her gallery to try to recall their first 10 memories of life, and mine were all in the camp.
Images in his work are also drawn from his grandmother's diary that she kept for nearly six decades, including the years in the camp, but it was a shared history that was not discussed in his family. Shimomura says an entire generation, like his parents, second-generation Japanese Americans known as the Nisei, probably suffered the most.
They were the ones that really took the brunt of the trauma, and for years and years collectively never spoke about it.
After graduate school in New York, Shimomura moved to Lawrence in 1969 to teach at the University of Kansas.
I've always said that had I not come to Kansas, my artwork would probably be something entirely different than what it turned out to be.
Because of KU then, he says he was one of only a handful of Asian Americans on campus.
And it was really, in some ways, a matter of survival that I ended up doing the kind of art, you know, that I was doing to sort of mediate my ethnic presence in the Midwest.
United States Artists recently awarded Roger Shimomura a $50,000 fellowship for his body of work. And there are three separate exhibitions traveling the United States right now. One series, called An American Knockoff, includes self-portraits like Shimomura Crossing the Delaware. He says he's learned the importance of humor.
Because you could laugh at every one of those paintings, and there's an element of humor to them. And lightheartedness. But I think that if you're a thinking person and you just take a half a step, you know, in my direction, you're going to realize that there's also a lot of pain and agony that's embedded in the work.
Shimomura drives from Lawrence to Seattle each summer. He always stops at Camp Minidoka in Idaho, where his family was interned at the time of the pilgrimage, when other camp internees and their families return. He says more stories are being told, and to hear the older generation speak vividly after years of saying nothing is something he looks forward to each year. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.